this is football heritage.
Welcome to episode
27, the Marouane Fellaini episode.
Is that the only 27 you know? That's the only 27. I didn't even know he was 27. Nobody gives a shit about
Fellaini. Tellez is 27.
Alex Tellez. I thought people thought he was going to be the savior.
Yeah, he was. No.
He put fire on
that.
Welcome to episode 27 of Inakba. I am your host, Nkeruem, and with me on today's episode is
Adam.
The boys are still here. The boys are alone.
Send.
There's no money on ground.
Our mouths are dry. Our mouths like are dry.
Sand in the desert.
Send
help.
Send money.
Welcome to episode 27. I'm going to skip over the Premier League.
Not going to skip over the Premier League. That's what we should talk about.
A lot has happened in the past week since we last recorded it.
Things, doings.
God punish Jorginho. He keeps getting away with it. Have you seen that Breaking Bad meme? He can keep getting away with this. Like, it's fine. Thiago Silva and West Brom reacquainted themselves after the shit show.
Big Sam saw the red card. Then Ivanovic got injured and he said,
Attacker. I think he got the selection wrong just this time. He has, we just jumped straight into it like we're a Chelsea pod. Sorry, but we don't have time.
We're not a Chelsea pod.
There's so many things happened. United beat Brighton?
No, the normal thing.
Okay, what that?
From behind.
But wait.
No, the only good thing about the match is all the goal scorers, academy product.
Oh, God. That's just happening to you now. Okay, you people are really suffering now. Yesterday, Misty Mount.
No, my own Messi did his own doings. He's going to be having his own doings today.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Liverpool wipe us.
Wait, we're going to talk about each game. Did you watch them,
No.
You just sat down ahead.
I streamed the Liverpool game.
Okay, I streamed the Chelsea. I'm not going to use my data and watch us lose.
I streamed the first half of the Chelsea game, and the moment Thiago Silva got the red card, the first thing that came to my mind was, run.
Like, you could see
the problem is Thiago Silva on the pitch, they were still creating.
I have a big issue with when teams don't play like they have a red card.
We think we'll sign them.
No, like, the last time, there's a period that I don't know if we've talked about this on the pod before, but there was a City United game years ago. I was in secondary school, I think, and I said, Sir Alex Ferguson got this wrong. You have a red card.
And
United ended up losing 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when you have a red card, you don't throw caution to the wind. I know that you are a big team, but, like, come on.
Personally.
First of all, go on.
In all time, you know the coach that knows how to manage a red card.
Jose Mourinho. Just a god at the thing.
Let's say you give me red card, I've scored you one.
Jose is training.
We played 3 hours.
Jose is training his teams, like, with 10. I know that everybody does it, but like, I remember the classical periods when Mourinho was training his team specifically with red card because they know that they have to kick Messi. And you, like, that particular period, they won, like, Madrid won. Madrid won some El Clasicos or an El Clasico that I remember because they were throwing deadly tackles in the last minute. Like, you can already have one red and we're winning. You might as well get another one.
Yes.
Who gives a shit?
Shit, how was real.
First of all, Jorginho sold us like they sold Joseph to slaves. It was crazy. Those cards, like Thiago Silva having to be in those situations where as a result of misplaced Jorginho passes, one of the immediate goals that followed was a misplaced Jorginho header. Like, and then okay, you know that he did all these things. Guess who starts the next game against Porto? Jorge Luis Freijo. Such a criminal. See, and he won man of the match according to UEFA website. That's what I'm saying. He you can't keep...
according to UEFA website.
Yeah, because his
like big... the next match he will just pull up the...
Search to be give him penalty, he'll go and jump and kick it.
Liverpool game.
The goal, wait, before we leave the Chelsea game, when it's Comment West, bro, those goals were not anyhow goals. This was knocking.
I mean, those guys, I'm pretty sure like
they're is his name hard. Callum Robinson?
Yes.
Robinson has not scored against any other person but Chelsea. This one is not a joke.
This is this guy from Sheffield, the all over
again. McGoldrick and Robinson have not scored against anybody but okay.
McGoldrick saw Chelsea and scored two.
McGoldrick, they turned to Shanta Delima. God! West Brom really wore you yellow and green and blue and came at us with the Brazil fire. As these niggas had us on ropes and we won't lie.
Oh, God. Those guys were running.
They were running ragged. Like Matis Pereira was chipping Mendy. Like, Mendy has not conceded more than two in a game. And that nigga drank five. Free my nigga Mendy.
Somebody said it would take Mendy 2 to 5 days to recover from that shock.
The 2 to 5 jokes were plenty.
Oh God!
People had their fun.
Football Twitter never
up until that point. Like Titi hadn't lost now. So
somebody said Tuchel, his name is Tuchel. Taking L is like a 9 to 5 for him.
But it's not 14 games unbeaten. How many goals conceded? The only problem is that in that time we didn't close the gap between us.
It's still 11 points.
Second is 9. Okay, United won now, so it's
11.
It's like we didn't close the gap. Now
West Ham have come thanks to who? You know who?
Doesn't really matter.
Lord Lingard.
Doesn't really matter to me. In that I know that. I mean, like, we are shithouse gods, so one way or another, we'll crawl. Is it that we qualify? See, let us qualify here. If not, we're going to win Champions League. Adam go sing tire. Oh, God. I can't wait. Anyway, Chelsea lost. Arsenal.
Water is wet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arsenal and lost. The thing about the match is, Jurgen Klopp, first of all, we think that they give Jota a drink. I want.
That about Jota is...
Jota was on fire, went on international. Like, he was injured, came back from injury, picked up from where he left off, went on an international break.
Did the
blizzard as a Azerbaijan and
they lit the land of fire up. God almighty.
Come back. Mm-hmm. Look at... He was on the bench. Mm-hmm. Came in the 68th minute. Got two. Jota just entered. When Jota entered, I said, yeah, it's over, guys.
Who did City play this weekend? I know we mentioned
it. Played Leicester. 1-2-0.
How did that go? Oh, 2-0. Senior man.
Don't worry.
No, it's finished. Senior he has man. Collected the contract. Kelechi has done it.
He has got 20-24.
Container don't land.
My man don't buy land for MBC.
Oh, God.
Senior man,
I'm happy for him. I'm happy for form senior restored. Man. He's looking like shades. Yeah, looking like shades of who's coach was play? Hey, coach of the month.
Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Senior man, won player of the month.
That was great. Felt nice as a Nigerian. You know, our country's not doing us proud. So
yeah,
it's always nice to see.
I love senior man and Wilfred. I love the relationship.
They're very funny.
It's like it is so infectious. And in the locker room, everybody is that senior man.
Daniel Amate is with them, like, you know, it's Ghanaian, so it's the closest thing.
Madison is up there like senior man. I'm like, oh God, don't ruin him. Yeah, the thing about senior man is it's not saying senior man. There's a way you say it. Senior man!
He didn't let me rest with the senior man for so long. I'm just thankful it's over now, I hope. City won Leicester.
Water is wet.
I don't think water is wet. Yeah, Leicester did smash City 5 this season.
But that game.
Everybody don't chop. Why are you even doing like it's only us? Let's talk about it. United, Spurs beat BBB 6. City, Leicester beat them 5-2.
They're not even get
Liverpool, Aston Villa beat them 7-2. Chelsea, 5-2. We don't even need to talk about Aston Villa taking Spurs. Have they bashed Spurs? Mourinho will not agree. It's like you will lose 1-0.
You go come Mourinho 2-0, you go come ball in attacker, put defender.
You don't even score, are you rude? But Harry Kane is in a stupendous kind of
form. Harry Kane is leading goal and assist.
Yes, that's crazy. Like Mourinho told him though, I will make you explode. It was in the Spurs putting the pressure documentary.
Guys.
Anyway, but Hurricane is leading goals and assists.
Yeah, I don't know what Mourinho.
He needs to leave. Yeah. I believe Hurricane needs to leave Spurs.
But where does he go to though?
Real Madrid? Man Madrid, City.
Haaland.
Man City.
Guy, Man City.
City literally just sold. They are losing Aguero.
Hey,
if you're not going to get Hurricane, if you're not going to get
$100 million.
Yeah, Hurricane for $100 million is a good. It's not
even cheap. Hurricane for $100 million is cheap. You know how many golden boots you are buying?
That is a lot of goals.
And then
and he's guys, going. He's not
putting,
going to be.
You are putting Hurricane behind Kevin De Bruyne and Gundogan and Foden.
He's not going
and
to be.
And then beside, like in the middle of Sterling, Mahrez, Bernardo Silva.
Ferran Torres. Oh hey, God!
Just end the league.
Not necessarily. That's a very underrated transfer, and you can get. It depends on how many years he has left on his contract. It depends on if
I think
he pushes for the move.
If he pushes for the move, Levy will sell.
And then Levy will sell for $100 million.
If he pushes for the move.
How old is Harry Kane now? 28?
I think he's 28.
That's it. Like he's not perfect yet done, time. But this is the time to
this
sell.
This is time to sell. He's gotten all your.
Yes, you've gotten like now. Harry Kane is going to go and give somebody 3 good seasons, depending on like you know how good is he? Is he going to like maintain like Zlatan and Ronaldo levels and play till he's 37? I don't know if he's going to do that, but that's not your business. You've gotten
your 100 million.
It's your fault you didn't win the league. It's your fault you didn't win the Champions League. Like heck, you got to the finals, right?
You put in the pressure.
Yeah, like you put in the pressure. Oh God.
Oh God.
Money.
I'm not even going to say anything. But moving on, put that thing off.
I have a Nokia.
But to be honest, like let's talk about things that are happening in this transfer window.
No, before we get there.
No, wait first. I was talking about the Prem. Man United beat Brighton, but as usual, they have to do it in
style. It's come from behind.
It's come from behind. God, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a grown man now, so yeah. I wouldn't be saying.
See, that's things. Growth. Hey. I'll tell you a story about something that happened in school, but I'm trying to maintain your growth, so go on. Anyway, United
won.
Brighton lost.
Spurs bottled
2-2.
Against Newcastle. Harry Kane don't die.
It's the history of the Tottenham, I told you. It's the history of the Tottenham. Anyway, so that happened. That's shambolic, if you ask me.
But what do you think is wrong with Mourinho? Do you think he's way past his prime?
Mourinho has been way past his prime since he moved to United. I'm going to be honest with you. That was when I knew. Like, and he's Mourinho, so he's a pantomime villain. So I'm not saying that he should have been loyal to Chelsea. I'm just saying that like the football that was played at United.
Or shithouse football.
Yes, it doesn't touch the levels that he reached with Inter Milan, Porto. Real Madrid, Porto.
This man won the Champions League.
So,
with
like,
Porto.
Is he replicating those things? He doesn't. It's not that he's going to teams that he doesn't have the necessary players or the money.
This man literally picked 4 players and United gave him all. He said Pogba, Mkhitaryan, Eric Bailly.
Ibrahimovic,
and he got all of
so
them.
It's like Spurs.
Well, he
now,
did deliver though. He gave a finished second.
Europa League. So that's not to say he's past it. You get it's Mourinho.
Man will just shock you.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Come on, win FA Cup.
Uh huh.
They're out of the FA Cup.
Harry Kane is holding the FA Cup. Oh yes, he has finally won a trophy. Harry Kane is going to be one of those players that his career is determined less by trophies and more by like the records he breaks. How many times his highest goal scorer, if he can beat Alan Shearer's record, stuff like that.
You know who I think is going to beat Alan Shearer's record?
Marcus Rashford?
Yep. The trajectory says it. He's up to, like, he would finish the season the way he's going.
How many goals do you think he finishes the season on? 20?
He has just scored 20.
All competitions?
Yes.
We're talking Premier League.
Premier League, yeah. He'll finish at least 20 in the Premier.
Okay, we'll see. No,
if no, he... no, no. Even if he won't finish 20 in the Premier, how many can he get?
It is a question.
Well, of... I think he will get. He's up to his 11.
It's a question of do you know how many goals every season you have to score to beat like records like Messi's records, Ronaldo's records, Alan Shearer's records?
Those people are wicked, though.
Kun Aguero has been here for a minute.
Well, I think.
Compete for his goal scorer every year. Didn't do it.
Well, you know how Rooney did it?
Mm-hmm.
Rooney didn't win highest goal scorer. He was just like, he was silently start padding the numbers. You get what he did was, I think,
who's second after Alan Shearer?
After Alan Shearer is when Rooney,
and we need to find out. I'll Google that shit for me. Where's Lampard in that chart?
Lampard is like 4 or 5.
God, that's a midfielder.
Okay, he's like 160.
People need to respect that brother. Yeah, respect Lampard. I mean, he was a shit coach.
Well, I don't think he was a shit coach.
Yeah, he wasn't ready.
It was
not
his time. He's going to come back.
Not to Chelsea, of course, but like, probably Bournemouth or something. All right. So, I guess that's it for the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move to where the serious business
is. Yeah, Clasico is this weekend.
Yay. I was be excited, but I don't really care anymore.
Whoa, guy.
Who?
This is Alan Shearer with 260 goals. Alan Shearer with 260. Wayne Rooney with 208.
Mm-hmm.
And
Andy Cole.
Andy Cole with 187. There's Sergio Aguero with 181.
That's how many goals off?
Half Alan Shearer. Mm-hmm. Alan Shearer like 260. He's like another 181, like another 90.
90 goals away. There's no way he scores 90 goals, even if he stays in the Premier League.
That's like 10 goals for 9 years.
Abasi.
Or 20 goals for 5.
That's a little too much. 20 goals every year for 5 years.
Who would be?
Who are you then be?
Frank Lampard. I said Frank Lampard is 577. Allah.
Everybody on top of him is a striker. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Thierry Henry is
Thierry Henry is another bastard.
It's Honda under him.
You say Honda. Ho! Mbom.
Enough. Moving on.
Mbom. Best in English.
Yo, it's April again. I just remembered. We're supposed to check for MPFL Derby.
Oh, God. I'm actually supposed to go to a quiet room, so maybe I'll go and watch it without you.
Have fun.
Anyway, that's nice, I guess.
My name just did this list. Who is Les Ferdinand?
You don't know Les Ferdinand?
I'm.
Okay, I feel.
Jermaine Defoe.
Wicked person that just doesn't like seeing Chelsea. So many people that don't like seeing Chelsea. You know, I'm not here to talk about Chelsea. I'm not here to talk about Chelsea. Go punish Callum Robinson, whoever he is.
Yeah, but the one that, like, the annoying thing is Chicharito. Chicharito against Peter Cech. He was bad.
You know one thing, I see Cech.
Like, Chicharito met Cech in the Premier League. Even when he fell out of favor with Leo Vigi, he went to Leverkusen. Then came back to the Premier League.
West Ham.
Not David. This time, Cech had moved clubs.
Mm-hmm. It's a hey, you there. Where are you?
West Ham were losing 3-0.
Is that every relevant Premier League fixture? I need to know something. I have a thought before we move to Europe.
Okay.
What's happening at the bottom of the Premier League? This is not a jab at Arsenal. I know they are 10th.
Sheffield have gone. Nothing you can see.
Get me the bottom table. Okay. And I just need to think, like, who do you think stays up?
I need God. The people I want gone are not going anywhere soon.
West Brom must go. Every time they come back, they just make my life. Like, whenever
West Brom
and Newcastle, is there a way that two of them go?
Yeah. We play Tottenham this weekend, though.
Kashamadu.
But then it's away. Away FC.
Let me see. United away.
United away.
Please, that's Premier good. League table bottom.
Okay.
Huh. It's crazy. So you have Fulham.
Okay, there's Fulham.
Fulham, there's Sheffield. Sheffield are definitely going.
I think.
So it's Sheffield. How did they get here?
Like,
Lord Lundstrom was. And here's the thing, there was only one thing that changed.
What?
What's his face? Dean Henderson. That's crazy.
So, when's it? You know. So, we have
Sheffield in 20th.
With 14
points. 14 points. Is there a way that there's a way Newcastle go, right? Newcastle and West Brom does make
Newcastle are 3 points from the drop, but they have a game in hand.
Out of a possible how many points is that? 12. Best believe that 5 points are off the table. Because they will make my life hard. Like, it's St. James. Thank God that there are no fans. Though. Chelsea, St. James Park, Papi Cisse.
Dembaba.
Dembaba, I beg.
Check Tiote.
This shit is triggering my PTSD.
Check Tiote. That is, you know, can't be me, not today.
God, Tiote did us now. Dembaba and Papi Cisse, we bought bar. We're like, enough.
What's enough that? Is enough.
Come on.
So, right now, it is Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield.
Fulham, West Brom, Sheffield.
Yep.
Sheffield on 14 points.
Sheffield don't go.
Sheffield don't go.
You don't.
Fulham on.
West Brom. West Brom.
West Brom are next.
West Brom are 5 points away from Fulham.
Let me see.
In 19th.
West Brom are on 21 points. And
Fulham are on 26.
Fulham are on 26 points. Newcastle are on 29. So there's hope that both go. But who do you think is going to go? Wait a minute. Is that Brighton on 32?
That's Brighton on 32 okay. Right there.
Okay.
And Newcastle, Newcastle have a game in hand.
Okay. So Newcastle, they might pull away from.
Yeah.
So I think the three that are bottom right now go.
I actually think that.
Who's coming up? Norwich, definitely.
Norwich are coming up. Timo Pukki scored 3, I'll be 4.
I don't think nobody cares. Norwich, yeah. Brentford?
Norwich, Brentford.
What's Ivan Toney? How is he doing? I've been hearing things.
Banging. That's what he's been doing.
Like they sold this boy, they sold Ollie Watkins and bought Toney. Yeah. And Toney's highest goal scorer, right?
Where did you see these players?
I know Ivan Toney because, you know, I play FM.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think like scouting networks.
They use like FM. No, it's not even a joke. There's certain teams. There was an FM series about teams in the lower divisions of England using FM to scout.
Yeah.
There was a team that was coached by two guys. I don't know, they're friends or something, or they met on one of the lower, I think Vanamara National, like the fifth division of English football, sixth division. Vanamara National. So they scouted a player in FM. And they bought him for their team in FM. And the boy did well based on like his attributes. Because FM measures on a 20 scale. So when you start to see yellows at that level, because it's red or gray, red, gray, yellow, green. When you start to see those things at that level, you start to think, okay, he's not great, but he's good enough for the current level we are. The level of your players, even as in real life, improves with every league, which is why like a team that is relegated from being like from the first division to go down and just slap everybody and come back. Depends on how, like if you were good and you just went down because then everybody else was just much better. It depends. Some teams just start, they just be dropping like a rock that you put inside water.
Stoke City,
Sunderland. Anyway, some teams scout with FM. So they bought the guy
how
in real
I
life.
How did I get myself registered on FM? That's the right question.
You need to get into a team, don't you?
Okay, yeah. That should be done. Soon.
Simple mission. Adam is twerking on the tier of every football club. Love it.
Sign me.
Opens mouth and then he's like, twerking. That's great. Yeah.
He's going to work soon.
When Adam leaves me, I remember this when I'm going to Azerbaijan to record. But every Friday, I just travel on Thursday, come back on Friday morning. That's when I will record and I'll fly back. Just hit the clubs of Bahrain. Oh good. So that's great. Bottom is looking sharp. Europe, how's Europe? What's happening? How's Nigeria? What's happening in the league?
I don't know.
I just wanted to tell, just to prove to you that MPFL teams. Adam loves you. He knows. He's just pretending. He knows. He will play there too. I will also take boss to name. I don't really care.
No, but there's one team I've been eyeing on the tail. They are going to, they're like, they're gaining promotion to the league soon.
Okay.
They're like in second division, Vandreza.
Why's their name so cool?
I don't know. It's cool.
We're going to try out for Dakada FC. I'm serious. I said it offhanded, but remember this episode. When you see Adam holding Dakada jersey. Yeah, Dakada is the second. You know, we're getting to a place in Nigerian where in the Nigerian league where you have multiple teams from the same state, city. So we have, you know, a big derby in Akwa Ibom now. I mean, I'm sure we're just going to keep agreeing to draw. So,
or when one needs the point,
when we need point, take, say, take 1-0 win. And I can take the win.
I mean, guy, imagine your owner.
You come
out of your state.
You know,
call
like.
Just the two clubs.
This week, this one will win. Did I ever tell you about the story about Ifeanyi Ubah FC?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell it now. Nigerian Premier League is rigged to an extent. Not necessarily rigged. There's fixed games in most countries. I don't know about England. I wonder if they're fixed games in England. But I do know that I was on the TO, and Punta, these guys that bet, a British one, just tweeted, because I followed the guy, he tweeted randomly offhanded. It's like a little bit told me that the Ifeanyi Ubah versus Rivers United game is going to end 3-2. I'm like, why is in-play man in Berkshire tweeting about Ifeanyi Ubah? So, out of curiosity, I go and I try and play it. So I go to Bet Niger, that match is locked. I'm like, wait a minute. I go to Mailbet, it's locked. All the Sporty Bet, it's locked. Naira Bet, the match is locked. Don't ask me why I have all these accounts. Anyway, I also have like British betting accounts. So I opened Betway. At the time, Betway hadn't come to Nigeria. It was locked. Or had they? Bet365, it was locked. I'm like, okay. But there was somebody that offered it. Sky Sports offered the option, but I can't open a Sky Sports account. So I'm just sitting down there. I credited all my accounts, ready to play anyone that opens. And then none of them. I tell everybody, you, I just saw this on the tier. I could not believe my eyes, bro. Like, they played this match 3-2 to perfection. Like, there was no, the game was sluggish. They would just play around. Then when it's time, another team would collect the ball and not score. Then it was 2-2 and they played pen. Match 3-2. I'm just sitting down there like, gambling companies refuse to pay out those bets for a while. People are like, okay, the games were fixed. You are supposed to have known that. Why didn't you, like, you know, the few companies that were unfortunate? I don't know why I didn't use 1xBet. It didn't occur to me. I totally forgot. Would have been eating good. 3-2 is like 70 points. Put 1k. Put 10k if you are so sure of it. But you have 5k. Put down 350k. Next thing you are writing Aspire to Perspire on your WhatsApp status. Also, well, the grind the streets made me.
Bahen, Champions League. Mbappe, look at
Wait, before we begin, before we get into it, how does it feel as a United fan?
I told you people, I don't know.
To be watching all of this, to be watching English teams punching, fighting in the, you know, heavyweight division.
That is the heavyweight. Do they know what it is to travel to Azerbaijan every week? Do they go through the rigorous trainings? Do they go to the flights? Do they go on pilgrimage all the way to Calvary? They went for me.
Play football in Mecca. They're barely going through it too. Anyway, we're going to go into it systematically. I don't know how many of the fixtures have been played.
First batches of every fixture.
Dortmund, every fixture has been played. First leg has been played.
Yeah, every fixture.
Okay, that's perfect. So we can talk about all of them. Mm-hmm. So we start from last week. Liverpool, Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Was that last week?
That was Tuesday, bro.
That was Tuesday. Okay, that's not what we're going. We're going last week.
Last week was international.
Last week international. So when did Dortmund City play?
Dortmund City played on Tuesday.
Wait. It's quarterfinal.
Yes.
Yay!
Omara Jesus.
Oh wow. I forgot. I thought it was 16.
Yeah, it's quite
because I'm not used to Chelsea being in the quarterfinals. Anyway.
Yeah, in the semi-final once. But
wait a minute. Slow down. Don't be so hasty. Like, we'll get to Chelsea. Chelsea was last round. So, Dortmund City. Mm. Dortmund City played 2-1.
That Jude Bellingham goal.
That's what I was about to mention.
What the fuck was that? Did they fix that game too?
It feels fixed. It wasn't fixed, but that was a very bad refereeing decision.
What was VAR doing?
So the ball goes to Ederson, and Ederson tries to control it. Bellingham is fast enough that he gets there.
And he tips
the ball away. If anything, Ederson, Bellingham should be
getting a foul there.
Is it penalty or free kick?
That was a free kick. A yellow card against Ederson.
Ederson was the last person. Is that not red?
My point is, and he was strong. Goal.
He literally kicked Bellingham and fell. And they stopped the Bellingham goal. And they cancelled it. Bellingham could not. Did they card him? I think they carded him.
Yeah, I gave him a yellow.
Very, very stupid. You know what? What do we have for here?
Like, do you know what it means for the players to come out? Like, Sancho tweeted immediately after the game, We need to check these refs. Bellingham was like, what is happening?
Bellingham posted the picture, tweeted the video everywhere he saw it. Because if they don't at least rescind the yellow, it's unjust. And that's even Birmingham. The team had to go and see the match finish 2-2. Because if Dortmund had scored in that moment, I don't think City equalized.
No, they don't. Yeah, Haaland. No.
He had an assist, yeah?
A minute. Guy, the assist to Royce.
Haaland is a complete striker.
They made him in a lab.
He's only 20.
I want to understand something. I'm sorry if you're a child and listening. But I think, like, in the process of making Haaland, his father watched a lot of Terminator and Ronaldo videos.
See, that boy is
just
amazing.
He didn't even score. He didn't score.
That means he's owing them goal. He's owing
the second leg.
Anyway, second game.
Liverpool Madrid.
Liverpool smashed us now and then went and saw.
Yeah.
You want to see crazy? They encountered
crazy.
Crazy. My biggest problem is I'm laughing at them now. But if I get passport to
I face
the winner of that
very
game.
Very weary.
Very weary. Anyway, Vinicius wanted to beat Alexander Arnold and kill. I like it when they expose rubbish.
1% chance, 99% faith. He said, I want to use my 1% now.
He did money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
He cashed in his 1% chance and he ran him straight.
Well, I think we should take a minute to appreciate the trident of Modric, Kroos, and Casemiro.
We talk about Klopp and the terrible decision he made to not, and I'm never going to say this again, to not start Thiago Alcantara. The one time that he's fighting in his weight class. I don't know how to explain.
Like, my mates, be
these are the people that he's supposed to. These are the people that respect the same rules of football as him.
These are the people that we allow you to turn.
Yeah, these are the people that are playing the same kind of game with you. Not you want to do something and kick you.
Put you.
And then you didn't start him. The midfield that you start in that game is off the top of my head. Fabinho, Thiago, Wijnaldum, or Thiago, and then Wijnaldum, and another of those their workhorse midfielders in front of him.
Let me tell you what I would do in that game: Fabinho, James Milner, Thiago.
Seems a little.
Will Milner we run?
Wijnaldum would do the same job. That's why I went. But the problem is that Thiago. I don't know how well he. It's Thiago Alcantara. He would do great in the double pivot with Fabinho, but then it's Wijnaldum on top of them. No, that's not how they will function. They would probably just play in a flat three.
Just run.
It's just be three. Just three of them. Fabinho will not go and mark.
Those passes Kroos was giving.
Modric assists to Vinicius. Sorry, Kroos assists to Vinicius from inside his own half, like from behind near the box. Abassi, that was crazy. But there was still a lot of work for Vinicius to do. Credit to him.
The question is. No Ramos, no Varane. They did not start their star centre back pairing.
Jurgen Klopp is trying to lose this job.
And you scored one.
Jurgen Klopp is trying to lose this job.
Okay.
I have a genuine problem with the players he signed. Okay, Van Dijk is injured. You have a clear crisis. I know that you don't want to sign somebody that will create a problem for you, like when Van Dijk returns, as in terms of. But why not sign another power? I know that there are not plenty in the market, but surely they could have done better than Ozan Kabak.
Ozak,
whatever the fuck his name is, I don't know. They could have done better than them.
I think I had Werner looking good. You know, funny thing is, you got him from where? Schalke 04, bottom of the German division. At least get shame, get class. Look at Ben White. No.
You know how much the Brighton would have collected from there for him?
That's the thing. He went and signed somebody that his FPL price is more than his normal price.
Every time we say that, they kill me. Anyway, so
sometimes I wonder if that guy gets himself for FPL, if he can get the conscience to
dug this hole for themselves in the route. Like, I know that, but if you check it up until the point when, like, the thing that caused this current Liverpool ascendancy was Van Dijk in the winter window, Alisson in the summer, mm-hmm. and then we entered this period. So it's like, so you know that Virgil van Dijk is important. But that's not to say that they're not good without him, but then we slapped him, or we slapped him without him. Everybody slapped him without him. As when, you know, Liverpool said, even without Van Dijk, we're still doing, look at them.
Sharing a piece of that.
I mean, Arsenal couldn't, of course, because it's Arsenal, but... yeah, also, Arteta said it's still mathematically possible for them to qualify for Europe. We'll talk about that later.
Jesus. Even Marcinho.
They beat them 3-1. Who scored the three goals? Vinicius scored?
Vinicius scored two.
Ay-ay! That's more than 1% chance now. He took two chances. And then who scored the third?
I'm trying to see. I think Benzema. Let me check.
Anyway, moving on. So... Oh. Bayern Munich. No, let's talk about Chelsea first. Chelsea-Porto.
Slapped Porto.
It is what it is.
Hey, wait. That goal, I'm seeing like Chilwell in that Chelsea white away jersey.
Yeah, they edited him into the white. Torres jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Because Torres rounded the keeper. Everything is happening. Even people are seeing it. You're seeing it too. Spanish team in the semis. Who knows what's going to happen in the other side? The problem is, will Bayern come from there? Then we face Bayern in the final, as is our bet, right?
Mbappe,
why we'll get there? Mbappe. Mr. Mount. No, I'm not saying he's generational, but is he the real deal?
That boy.
Is Mr. Mount the real deal?
Okay. I look at missing.
Somebody said something on Twitter that he's maybe he's not better than Phil Foden, Bukayo Saka, because that's his current. That's the current weight class he's in. Maybe he's not better than them. But the problem with Mason Mount is that he's sourceless. Somebody said, like, that's the problem with Phil Foden as well. No, these source. Niggas are sourceless.
Look at Mason Greenwood. Mason Greenwood.
Bukayo Saka has cheekbones for days. I'm saying.
Mason went and draw a wolf tattoo. I'm like, ooh.
They're sourceless. Mason Mount cannot seem to grow a beard. I'm tired. That nigga needs a little sauce in his life.
You know you should sign? Lingard.
Yeah, like, you need sauce. So people look at you and think, they're not thinking of you in the same vein as them James Milner. He workhorse, you know. Let's go, boys, midfielders.
Come on, lads.
Nice one, lad. You need sauce. And he doesn't have sauce. And it's not a thing of country. Because Jadon Sancho is from there too. Marcus Rashford is from there. Greenwood is from there. But he's also, I'm not going to say this ever again, not. He's Caucasian. But there's sauce in Caucasus.
Even Caucasus can drink.
Even the mountains of Caucasus have sauce. So that's a problem, but it's not a problem because he does it. Mason Mount is the real deal. It wasn't easy, but I'm a believer. I'm a believer in the Mount. I had an agenda against it because I know that we weren't playing great. It was like, you know, when your team is not playing great and then the person that is just doing his best now looks like he's very good. So I thought that was what was happening, but...
Mason is great.
The pirouette that's for the goal. Like, they passed to him and he just turned and the player slid and then he was through on goal. The shot entering was the keeper's fault. I genuinely believe that, like, a good keeper would have saved it. A better keeper would save it. But then Porto played so well. Credit to them. Porto played. These niggas have 11 flair players, okay? 10 and Pepe. But they have 11. But they have 11 flair players. They were like Rich James, they were cutting. Everybody looked like the winger. You're not even sure when the ball is with their winger. Like, who are you?
Everybody had sauce.
You are a DM. Why are you dribbling like this? Why are you not holding?
Even Marega.
Yeah. Musa Marega.
Abubakar.
What's his name? Marco Grujic, that nigga is tall. What the fuck? Look like centre back. Liverpool looking for centre back. They're not calling back. Chelsea won. Ben Chilwell went and dribbled the keeper and scored, validating his price tag. You know, the same way Torres validated his 50 million price tag. It's all happening, lads. Anyway, so that happened, and then the game of the round, in my opinion, Bayern PSG.
Jesus.
First of all, we're going to talk about it as always. Eric Maxim, Choupo-Moting's agent, needs to cut soup for all of us. Because that nigga went from playing in Stoke City to PSG. Scoring for Bayern in the Champions League semis, scoring for PSG.
I'm playing like, the Champions playing League, in the Champions League final with PSG against Bayern,
and then moving to Bayern
a month later.
Come on, what do guy? They know that we don't know? Who is his agent?
I need him. In we my need life. Him.
Adam needs help. Help us. Let's say Adam will go from playing in Hull 2 to Bayern Munich. It's possible. Borini's agent too has soap, so check in there. Soap, but Choupo-Moting, so. The game, 3-2. The thing about the 3-2 is that PSG scored 2 goals first. I don't know how Mbappe scored the first goal, but Marquinhos' goal, Neymar pulled an assist unlike anything I've seen. And no, wait, no shit. Sam Johnstone did it to us with this their keeper. It's fine, I've seen it before. Anyway. Like, there was a corner kick or I think a free kick. And Neymar is in, like, the middle of the park-esque. And they passed the ball to him there. He's, you know, Neymar's originally right-footed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Neymar, the ball is on his left foot. And I'm not saying he just slander my team. But a Chelsea player there passes back. That's the lack of sauce that I'm talking about. Neymar.
Like, he's in the middle of the box.
You watch the video after this so that you tweet about it. Okay. But he's not in the middle of the box. He's near midfield.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know when a corner kick routine doesn't work out and then you're just in the middle and then they're coming out to press. So PSG players are returning from offside. Problem is that Marquinhos was not offside. Marquinhos was deep. And Neymar just passes the ball. And the PSG players are dropping. And Marquinhos is going forward. Next, Marquinhos is in front of Neuer. Side-footing the ball into the pool. I'm like, what the fuck? I miss flair players so much, yeah. Bro.
That's why I'm happy for Rashford. Anything he do him.
I don't know.
Once in a while, he go do snake bites.
Do it.
He
go give enter. Snake bites.
Rashford,
try things.
Rashford saw Ogbonna. He saw Ogbonna, looked at Ogbonna in the eyes and megged him with a snake bite. We're
talking about Rashford.
Can never
we're talking
forget.
About Rashford. We're talking about the Champions League. Keep your Jerusalem talk for later. Thank you.
As Black I was Jesus saying, in the
even
mood.
Though, talk about Sancho, we talk about a black English player. Because, you know, he's in the UCL. Anyway, Neymar assists out of nothing. Then Bayern score 2 headed goals. The first one is Choupo-Moting. And then Muller scores. You know the way Muller will just score and shout. And, you know, I'm not going to say my thoughts about Muller. Not here.
Racist.
Not here.
Hitler vibes.
Oh, I didn't say anything. You don't have to say it. You all know what I mean. That's all I'll say. Anyway, Muller header, Choupo-Moting headed goal first, then Muller, and then Mbappe scores. Mbappe through pass, Mbappe is on goal, stops, cuts inside, breaks the first time, everybody stops, then he moves, shoots it through the keep like the defender's legs to first bar.
Which can we get?
Mbappe is king. Can Mbappe and Erling Haaland are going to give us a show for the next few years? I just pray they stay fit.
Guy, I remember the match when Mbappe scored a hat-trick against Barca. And then Haaland came out and said, I saw Mbappe score 3 yesterday.
And he gave
and
me
I
the
scored 2 today. And I'm a bit sad I didn't score 3.
He gave me the foil I need. So, like, thanks.
I'm like
that is what I want.
Bros.
And they speak good English. So, this time, we are in for it, right?
And the thing is, they understand banter.
Yes.
So, the banter
this
goes
is, this is Gen Z. This is Gen Z madness about to take over football. Anyway, so Mbappe scored 2 goals on the day. And Sam, at Sam Amate, or at Amate, tweeted that somebody later will now come and say that Mbappe doesn't come clutch. How clutch can you be? You get
against Bayern.
You are a manual car at this point. Argentina against France. Now again, steady in Europe last year. Like the only time that Mbappe did not come close was in the finals.
And that was the 1-0.
Yeah.
Nah, clutch.
It was bizarre because he was in those positions. He just wasn't scoring.
It'd be like when you see the match left foot. It'd be like your left foot for manual
yes,
car.
Yes, he might as well be a manual car. What the blood clot? Like, how old is he now? 22?
Okay.
That's what I mean about, like, Mbappe is 22, Erling Haaland is 20.
This boy is still.
We are in.
He don't
that's 10 years. 10 good years at least.
Haaland.
And statistically, they are both anomalies, like the goals, the numbers they are racking.
Mbappe has 100 goals in his career.
Exactly.
Sorry. 100 goals for PSG.
So that's what it is.
Like, imagine country. Imagine Monaco. If Napele and I follow, they count training goals.
I know. If Mbappe follow count training goals, we are gone.
Imagine Haaland, they count training goals.
Nah, bro. That's crazy. Premier League is coming.
Hey,
but before we go, predictions. I don't care what's happening in Europa. We only talk about Europa when finals reaches. Do you think United will get there, though?
If we can, I like, yes, we're getting to the finals. Nobody's telling me otherwise.
I don't know that Chelsea is going to get to the Champions League final. I hope we do, because it would be nice to dream. I don't want to dare to dream, bro. That's what it is. Like, it would be insane if we won the Champions League. But are you looking at these teams, bro? They choose violence every turn.
Porto will come out to Stamford Bridge and say, you know what?
Yeah, like, we're not even safe yet. Who knows what's going to happen? No, we're playing both games in Seville.
Why?
COVID.
Oh, God. That
has actually worked out in our favor. That's the country vibes. Let them not think they are home.
Fixtures this weekend for the PL.
Before we get to the PL, Champions League predictions. Do you think Bayern can overturn it?
At home.
It's three away goals, but it's PSG at home.
Bayern Figo there 2-0, 2-2 promoted.
Yeah, goals. Bayern need unresponded goals to win.
2-2 promoted.
Two unresponded goals. Okay.
Liverpool. So it's very feasible.
Yeah, it's very feasible. It's Bayern.
See, Liverpool, I'm sorry, stop dreaming. It's not going to happen. See, because if there's one man you don't want to play in the Champions League, his name is Zinedine Zidane.
That's what I said. We're literally going up against the Otomobo master of Champions League. That's
like,
why.
They were shaking in the league, and everybody was like, can they play Liverpool? Like,
I said
Liverpool
it.
Came
I said
and they
it.
Slapped
I said
them.
It that I would take Liverpool in the Champions League over Real Madrid. Not because Liverpool are not a good team, because Liverpool are the devil I know.
Zidane will come at you with a triangle you have never seen before.
You don't even know.
You see upside down triangle.
You've never faced, like, you haven't faced play like Rodrigo, Vinicius,
Asensio.
Benz, Asensio. You don't face them like at least two times a season, so you don't know them. You don't know what Vinicius is going to do. You can watch as many videos as possible. You don't know what. I might even say Vinicius is good, though, because that Akpororo look-alike is. Before I saw him, his course. Sorry, don't be upset. I don't think Liverpool can overturn it. Is it three away goals?
No, Real Madrid were
home. Real Madrid were home. So, okay, still there for them, Shah. 2-0. Can they do
against Real Madrid? Real Madrid will score.
Before we move, we need to have a dialogue. I saw a start. Sadio Mane, 4 goals and assists in his last 25 games.
Come outside, though.
Nobody's holding his neck. But if he's winning mighty, people.
Small Rashford, no.
Highest
for
goal involvement
games.
For Chelsea this season.
I think Werner's case is the chances he's missing.
Yeah, everybody's
talking
like,
about
what the fuck? Why is he not scoring?
Why is he missing this chance?
Why is he missing this chance? You can't miss this many big chances back to back.
I didn't miss one on one.
That thing that Chilwell scored, I don't think Werner scores it.
Werner would have shot and hit the keeper.
Probably.
Or hit the back.
He doesn't have that confidence in himself right now.
Yeah, if I catch keeper one on one right now, Allah, I go laugh cheaper. And he's not one of those chips that you would chip and let the ball go. I will chip and jump and fall.
Anyway, Chelsea Porto, 2 away goals for Chelsea.
Done.
Okay.
And
you think that's a done and dusted tie?
Done and dusted. Nano be Juve.
Dortmund City.
Yeah, at Signal Iduna Park. Haaland see the ODM goal.
Okay.
Bellingham is
City should have put them
blood.
To the sword. You gave them one away goal, right?
You gave one away goal.
You gave them one away goal,
and
now
see,
they just need that they can
watch
score
this,
you.
Watch this. Go to this place. Go to Signal Iduna. Play 3-1 or play 1-0.
Dortmund have proven that they can hurt City. They know they can hurt City. They have the players to do it. They just need to do it. Jadon Sancho on the day.
Yeah.
Brought Haaland, Jude Bellingham, Marco Royce.
Let me tell you the truth. If I was playing City, you know what I would do. As Dortmund coach, see, it's going to be aerial battle. You like Ruben, you have to beat you just be ready to beat Haaland in the air.
Tell me Haaland, Zala can give you anything if you give you overhead kick.
I just be ready. Like, there's no how you will cross 5 balls to Haaland.
And you'll not score one.
And we'll score one.
I don't know if Diaz is Jesus, but
who is he?
The most high.
Put Thorgan Hazard on the left, Jadon Sancho on the Thorgan right. They have Thorgan Hazard,
Jadon Sancho, Marco Reus, Brad Haaland,
behind them, Bellingham and Witzel behind Marco Reus.
Look at us.
Just they load them up.
Dortmund have a chance. Dortmund have a good chance.
Have Guerrero, have shoes. Everybody just the cross.
Dortmund have a good chance in that game.
They just need to stop City from scoring.
Yeah, they just need to make sure that City don't score them. City score them only one and they score two and take it to extra time.
If City score them, it's going to be worse because they will score like three.
City doesn't have to smell blood, yeah?
City.
Yeah, Bayern PSG. Okay, we've talked about Bayern PSG.
Bayern PSG, anything will happen.
Jesus, so these quarterfinals, that's so crazy.
Oh my god!
Yeah. It's Milan United. You guys haven't played second leg.
Well, I've beaten Milan. It's Granada.
Oh, true. You have. My bad. On, Milan. Nobody cares about Jerusalem. Leave me alone. Why are people playing the finals this year on the road to Calvary? Calvary 2020.
I swear, the year Israel will host Europa League champion.
The banter is going to
the
be.
Banter
the banter is made in heaven.
And I see it coming. Well, why did they choose those countries?
Avoid Europe. No, it's to draw the same, attention to these other leagues and these other
Lithuania.
Countries.
Lithuania. Man, them are traveling to Lithuania to play football.
People are going to
Lithuania. Be like, yeah, but
you go one go play ball, but because of ethnic crisis between Moldova and Azerbaijan, they will not let your player enter the country.
They literally didn't let Mkhitaryan go to Malta or anywhere. He's from Azerbaijan.
Baku.
But didn't let him go to Baku.
No, Mickey is from... What's the name of Mickey?
From Azerbaijan. He's from Azerbaijan.
Albania.
He's from Albania. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Albania and Azerbaijan, they fight.
They didn't let him go to
Baku. We like Calabar too.
Very messy border.
They said no.
This was small border strife. Small, arguing farmland.
They said he shall not pass.
That was very weird. When it happened, it was
But Percy just won't complain, but made a pay him.
Yeah.
Really,
but I think, of course, he tweeted his opinions about all those things too. So it's very... Even if he didn't tweet, they wouldn't have let him do. But Premier League, let's run through it. We don't have time.
Manchester United, Spurs.
United, Spurs.
Away, United.
I honestly don't know. At this point, I'm just... Being in the Champions League makes you forget that there's like PL, there's things until you drop out of Champions League.
There's match tomorrow. There's match on Fridays by 8 p.m. Set your team so before you say I did not.
Oh, yeah, there's still money to be won. We forgot. We've never talked about
it. Like, it's just the payment I go give person 10k.
You should have thought about that. Like, I thought
I
thought you were banking on yourself to win the tournament.
I wasn't banking on myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm a terrible field player.
Premier League fixtures.
City League.
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool Villa at Anfield.
Okay.
You haven't won at Anfield in 6 games and you're playing the guy that flagged the 7-2.
It's time. It's on Watkins Day.
Jackie Grealish is coming back.
What else, please? We don't have time.
Crystal Palace, Chelsea, London Derby.
Oh, Zaha.
Crystal Palace go find way end the match 2-2.
Crystal Palace don't wear their red and blue turn backer. I have no hope in that game. I'm not going to talk about it.
Burnley Newcastle.
Ugh, that's very important bottom table tie for Newcastle.
It is Lord Lingard versus Senior Man.
Actually, it's West Ham Leicester. I like that this is happening because it means if we win our games, like, it's just more comfortable for us.
To drop more points.
Tottenham United, then Sheffield Arsenal. A very, very important bottom of the league tie. I'm sorry. I'll stop now. West Brom, watch West. Please, if you have the time and they show it, watch West Brom versus Southampton. Watch the nonsense that West Brom are about to play. Okay, I've said my own. Brighton versus Everton. Brighton, Everton.
Make I check your position for you.
Yeah, that would be nice to know. How many? What's the point difference?
That would be nice.
I honestly don't know.
Let's talk about this point.
Oh, FPL.
Who they talk?
I thought you even meant the real league. FPL league, I'm like 27th. I've been dropping every week. I haven't changed
Let's check who is winning. Let me shout him
Jesus
out.
Adam, you're 48th position. Jesus. Currently, number one is Usha Ohungu.
Get that man out of that place.
With 1,941 points. There's no way to catch him. Winston is next with 1,916. And AC Hobed. His name is Obedience. I'm not going to do that. Ekpoyong is quite high. For somebody that I don't think... He's always doing like he doesn't like football. Ekpoyong is fourth.
Oh wow, Kelu has dropped.
To fifth? Kelu was topping in December.
The top five haven't changed in a while.
Just remove all of them from the group chat.
Jesus, why am I scrolling so far to find my team? No, now. When? There's no way I'm below you. I'm sure I just didn't see myself up. Let me go back. See Sam, see Alpha. This is not right. Where am I? I know I haven't changed my... thank God. I'm 28. What the fuck? I kept scrolling. I didn't see myself. I need to change my name to Sons of Chill. I'm still Sons of Lampard. Maybe that's why I'm not rising. Anyway, it's now I want to suck Lampard in my FPL. Rishai's first. Shout out to Rishai. We'll tag you and whatnot on the tier. The money is looking like it's coming to you. But how many games do we have?
Declare for boys.
8 weeks left. So 8 game weeks left. So we'll see. So I think at this note, we've come to the end of this episode.
Yay!
Yay. I'm hungry.
Send money.
I have money. I don't know.
Come on, buy me.
No. Hustle. Grind, don't stop. Okay. I have multiple streams of income and aspire to perspire. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode.
Okay. Who are you playing this week?
Crystal Palace.
If you win, you buy me food.
Okay.
Okay, good. Your
pain pause. If you win, I'll buy you food. If I win Crystal Palace, you buy me food.
Why not?
Because he's very bad at these wages.
No.
Let me understand.
I would take this one.
If Spurs win, you buy me food.
If Spurs win, I'll buy you food.
If Crystal Palace win.
No. If you don't win Crystal Palace, you have to buy me food.
Okay. If I don't win Crystal Palace, that means draw or lose. I buy you food.
Yes.
If Spurs win, you buy. You see, I'm always making your life easy, but still,
you
always...
If Spurs win, you buy me food. Yeah.
If Spurs win, you buy me food.
Let's do this. Okay, let's go.
What am I about to order that day?
We're going to stand in front of Daddy Kissy. I don't like turkey, but give me that one.
Two turkey then. Whose own is that? Three.
What is that in there?
Say, Kanda. Bring 10. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Adam said thank you.
Thank you guys. Bye guys.
We'll see you next
Text
week.
Text me or not.
Okay, we're getting closer to the end of this season.
Guys.
It's been fun.
It's been fun.
Our guests are coming back. Everybody's... Education is killing our asses. It's a miracle we're still recording. Thank you guys.
If you know the length we go through.
I haven't seen Adam all week.
That's the level it has gone.
I literally, this is the first time I'm seeing him today. Like, yo, let's record. It's like, oh shit, today we're recording straight in the clinic. Like, oh yeah, we're recording. Sure, I'll be there. But we'll make it happen because we love you. So listen, share, subscribe. We're on Spotify. We've always been on Spotify at DMH. But share there. Share everything. Listen everywhere. Have fun. Tweet at us.
We will answer you.
We'll answer you without anything.
We don't have anything to do. Tweet at me. I'm bored.
I'm not bored. Thank you guys.
So
I said thank you.
Bye. I wanted to tell them what happened in my office, but
bye. Who cares about internal revenue?